It's coming.
Dig 'em.
And it tastes so sweet.
You'll hop when you eat.
Come.
Hold on to your tummy. We got something good.
Hey, did you know?
If I had my way, I'd start every day
with my hauntingly delicious cereal.
It's so
hello
good.
And welcome to Serial Killer, the podcast that brings true crime and breakfast cereal together. I am your host, Maria Spertalos, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Anastasia Washington,
who's doing a lovely hand dance during that introduction.
It's because we have a camera now.
I know. There's two mediums.
You can't give me a camera!
This week, I have brought Frosted Flakes Cinnamon French Toast.
Ooh, that sounds promising.
Yeah. Also, it says Frosted Flakes of Corn at the end. Which I...
Demez.
Yeah. Or in Spanish, demez. And I'm very confused by that, but whatever.
It's bursting.
It's bursting with cinnamon sweetness. I never would have said cinnamon is sweet. But I guess they think it is.
I've never had a cinnamon burst.
And then the back is just all about how Tony the Tiger helps over 1 million kids with his Mission Tiger, which I guess is some sort of sports thing?
Sure.
They're improving sports facilities and supplying uniforms and equipment. Yeah.
See, my mind went, they were like letting people play with tigers.
They are, but only this big furry one. Only the one in the furry costume.
Damn. That's a shame.
Only Tony and his fursona.
Oh, man. I want to play with tigers.
You can. You can go to South Carolina and go to that creepy Tiger King guy's place.
Oh, I have a picture with me petting a tiger.
My partner.
And a lion.
I was saying, my partner does, too, because they went to Thailand, and they definitely pet some drugged-up-ass lion.
Mine was not drugged up. It was pacing back and forth.
Ooh, that's worse. That's much worse.
The lion was very chill, though.
But yeah, this smells aggressively of cinnamon.
Oh, it's like if you had...
Sorry.
You're okay. You know those Cinnabon candles?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely smells like a Cinnabon candle.
I mean, I love Cinnabon.
Or... it also smells kind of like a Bath and Body Works in December.
You
know? They're just like, it's sugar and cinnamon, and that's all you're gonna smell.
But it doesn't smell like the cinnamon stuff they use at Disney, because Disney has, like, this... Right now, I think, if you go there, you can get a poison apple teeny, and it literally tastes like what the candle smells like.
Oh, whoa.
And you're like, why would you do that to my taste buds?
It's like when they
made...
And they
bring it back every year.
It's like when they made Green Apple Crown Royal, and I was like, who the fuck asked for this?
And they keep making
Why are we
it
doing
else?
This? Someone's buying it. Ew. I can't stop smelling this. Okay, we're gonna try some.
Okay. Alright. Pull me some.
That's weird.
In a good way?
I don't think so. There's a weird other taste I can't identify.
Well, it's French toast, right? So do they try to put, like, like a maple?
I was gonna say, yeah. There's like...
I don't know what this tastes like. I feel like they should have upped the maple factor if they were gonna do maple.
This tastes kind of like smoking a clove cigarette.
Oh my god, I love cloves though.
That's what this tastes like.
I guess I don't hate it because I keep eating it.
I know! I can't stop eating it. Part of it is that it's, like, it's cornflakes, and cornflakes are the perfect kind of crunch for me.
Yeah, but we weren't doing this with Carmella.
No, because that cereal tasted like trash.
I guess right now it's a knife on the table for me. I don't know. Because
this at least has the, like, cornflake base that you know. You know, you can trust a cornflake. I know, I don't know how to feel about this. I can't stop eating it, though.
Yeah, I'm going to say knife on the table right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, let's try it with milk.
Why do I feel that way? I want a definitive answer.
The problem with cornflakes, too, is I feel like I can never pour a small amount because I'm like, this just looks like not enough cornflakes. How am I going to eat any?
I guess I like it because I keep eating it.
You just keep eating it.
Okay. All right.
Milky.
Milk.
No.
I don't know. Okay. Do you know? Do I like it?
See, once you add the milk, it almost tastes like Frosted Flakes, but there's not enough sugar.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like halfway between... It is literally halfway between a regular cornflake and, like, Frosted Flakes. Like, it's not super duper sweet. And the cinnamon's definitely there. It's mostly just cinnamon.
I think it might be giving me a headache. But I keep eating it, so... I'm gonna say knife on the table for me right now, too. I don't know.
I'm gonna say knife up with the milk. Knife up wet. Chewing! You're so unsure. You have absolutely no idea how you feel about this.
I really don't. I'm so lost in life right now.
It's very weird. I don't know how I feel about this. Part of me, because with regular cornflakes, when I get to the bottom and it's like mostly dust, I usually use it to like coat chicken or something.
Oh, it's so good.
Which is amazing. And now I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? Like, what do you do with this cereal?
It might not be bad. Because like...
like a nice sweet cinnamon chicken?
Yeah, it might not be bad.
Like a mole sauce? Honestly, that sounds kind of good.
Not bad. I mean, it's terrible. If you made a mole sauce and you drizzled it
on top, yeah.
Also, good French toast if you deep fry French toast.
Ooh, like, there's a cafe near us that does that. Yeah. They do like a crunchy cereal coated French toast.
So good. I don't think they're allowed to say that it's Frosted Flakes.
No, but it is. It definitely is like, Frosted Flakes.
What did they say? Frosted cereal?
Yeah. It's like how whenever you watch cooking shows, they can't say Oreos. They're always chocolate sandwich cookies.
I had another one the other day for Snickers, and I can't remember because they've been using Snickers.
For like the Halloween competitions.
Yeah. And they're like cereal. They were like candy bar,
peanut caramel candy bar, or something.
I was like, what is that?
What are you talking about?
I was like, oh, that's just a Snickers.
But they can't say Snickers.
They can't say Twix. Yeah.
No, because the advertising, all the deals are too complicated to get the name brands.
Spookalos or
Speckalos. Yeah, it's always cookie butter.
Spookalos.
They should do that for the month of October.
I'm going to make some Spookalos.
Are they little ghosts? They're little.
Yes. Spookalos.
That reminded me that I forgot to bring a birthday present. It's a month early, but.
It's not my birthday yet.
Was gonna bring it.
We have to do our birthday murders and then exchange on camera. Wouldn't that be fun? We're gonna do that.
Okay, so I picked this cereal because, one, I wanted to try it.
There was much research.
Well, let's see. So I sat down with my murderer. Like, internally, not personally. This person also died in 1590.
If you had sat down with him as a ghost, that girl had
at a seance.
Yeah, did you see that girl that says she's having sex with a pirate ghost every single day? What's up with these pirate ghosts?
Also, how does that work?
Well, then a couple years ago, there was one that, like, married one, a pirate
That's
ghost.
Right.
And then divorced him because he was abusive. Hello, he's a pirate. Like,
also... What law office wrote those papers up? What law office was like, yeah, I'll divorce you from a ghost. That'll be $6,000.
Yeah, and that'll be complicated, too, because it's more complicated than the Jonas one, right?
Don't even. Totally. I can't with that. With them and their fucking Ring doorbell revealing all.
Ring doorbell.
Joe Jonas leaking the worst information ever online. So bad. Anyway, so I picked this because my murder is from the 1500s, and that's when French toast was invented.
What?
Yeah, there are records of French toast going all the way back to the 1500s. It was
I like French toast a lot.
A French or German invention, possibly? Mm. It gets fuzzy. There's not a lot of hard, concrete evidence of
There's
things from back
then.
There's a lot
of wars when you were going back and forth, too.
A lot of things burned down at points. Yeah. Everything was made of wood. It was very hard. But so... I thought it might be a food that my murderer possibly ate.
Ooh.
And so I'm going to talk today about Christman Let me find this last name because it's
Crispin
long.
Glover.
Crispin.
Oh.
Genapertinga.
Mm-hmm.
It was very long, and there's a lot of letters in there that I don't think I pronounce.
Genapertinga. Okay.
Yeah. We're going to call him Christman.
Yeah, we're going to call him Christman.
Christman. So
Christman?
Christman.
Christman.
Apparently, that was a name back then.
Don't do it. Don't bring it back.
So, he was born in the 1560s, possibly, they think. Again, it's hard to, like
Bathory.
Date these things, because no one had birth certificates then.
Correct.
But he was an active murderer for about 13 years. Ooh. He started very young, and he allegedly... Again, there's no real way to confirm any of this information, but there are actually several really, really old German and French books from the 15 and 1600s that I found on Google through the Wikipedia bibliography at the end that are really, really well illustrated, but again, it's all in, like, German and French, and I don't speak that.
I want to read them.
But it talks about him and how he murdered 964 people.
What the...
And when he was caught, he said he was upset because he wanted to get to nice even thousand.
I do like an even number.
I mean, I love an even number. I'm with him. But also maybe not an even number of murder.
Yeah.
That's too many murders.
That's when my OCD is like, let's pause.
No.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah. So, he...
900. Jeez.
964. There are conflicting reports... There are conflicting reports that they were all associated with him, but he did keep a journal. Okay, so.
Damn.
There's not a lot known about his, you know, young, early life. But then when he was, like, a teenager, he found a cave in Rhineland, which is where, actually where Hitler ended up after the Treaty of Versailles. So it's spooky, bad energy in this German forest. Near Cologne, which is a large city in Germany. And he, yeah, set up shop in this cave and kept a journal for, like, 13 years of all of the murders that he committed.
I mean, I guess there wasn't a lot to do.
There's not a lot
like,
to do.
But I feel like that's a lot. Like, usually there's a... I was trying to think of, like, how many that's, like... A year. That's insane.
Yeah. Well, so back then, it was very popular to have bands of robbers, and by popular, I mean it just was a thing that happened a lot.
Yeah.
And so he would hook up with these different robbers periodically.
Mm.
So he did have help.
Okay.
In
so it's
some
kind of like
of
a
this.
Shawnee Bean situation.
Yeah, kind of, but he was really more of like a lone...
Okay.
A lone murderer.
Is that
yeah.
a cave? It's pretty.
No, that's just a Shutterstock image. Oh. There is actually on the Wikipedia a very interesting woodcut print of what his cave might have looked like.
Ooh, we'll definitely
from,
put that online.
Yeah, like from the 1600s that was in one of these old pamphlets that talked about him. Yeah, he was eventually found and arrested and... murdered in a horrible way.
So
himself.
How did he
not murdered, but like executed. He was executed. Sentenced to execution, and then I'll get there.
Okay. Alright.
So he would robber killers. So he'd basically like hold people up at knife point, you know, hold up their carriages. Yes, caravans. Thank you. I wanted to say cottages, which is not it.
I mean maybe. There might have been a cottage in there.
But it wasn't, a lot of the other people at the time were into, like, robbers and stuff who weren't just out for the money, were into, like, black magic and this kind of occult Satanism that was going on back then. But he, it appears, was not into any of that. He just really liked murdering.
I mean, I guess to get to that number, you really do have
yeah.
to like
well,
it.
Well, and part of getting to that number was that he reported he was guilty of multiple infanticides, according to him. So,
some adorable babies.
Ooh. Yeah.
Not a good man.
Yeah.
Not a good man.
At the time, it was said that you had to travel in groups of three or more to be safe from him, essentially. that he was skilled enough that if you're on your own or with maybe one other person,
he would definitely take you down.
Mm. Yeah, so he met a young, or he kidnapped a young woman and ordered her to live with him in his cave. Which, to be fair, I feel like caves back then were almost on par with some people's houses.
Yeah, but, like, the forcing to live.
Oh, yeah, no.
I feel like I like options. That's what I'm saying.
I would like to be, yeah, to be offered to come live with him.
Would you like to live with me? No. I don't live in caves.
Yeah, and then he held her hostage and used her as a sex slave for 7 years.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then when he would go out to find, you know, new people to kill, he would bind her up with a chain at her ankle so she couldn't escape. She gave birth to 6 children from him. Mm-hmm. This is like Room, but way worse.
Yeah.
But he killed them by pressing on their necks. Awful. An awful way to do that. And then he would hang their bodies outside and let the wind, like, move the corpses around, like, they're weird little flags.
That's your children, you?
How have I never heard of this person until
what
now?
What is happening? Why isn't there a really bad movie?
I know, that's what I was thinking.
Like, the worst movie ever. It's gonna be, like, I don't know. Like,
I feel like there might be, like, some sort of
German
very
one.
Schlocky, yeah, oh... There's got to be some weird German art house movie about him.
Because
or at least influenced
I
by him.
I feel like we have, like, Bathory and we have Shawnee Bean, and every time they've made movies about
so
them,
bad.
They've been so horrible.
So bad. I feel like, for at least for female murderers, the only really good one is Monster.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's a ton. And especially not, like these older ones.
Yeah,
like, I feel like there's
the
such
historic.
A... There's such a, like, potential to make them really good.
Well, because you have such loose information for
yeah.
a lot of these. Like, a lot of them are these, like, someone wrote a pamphlet, and then it got translated into 6 other languages, so by the time people in,
yeah.
like, the Netherlands got it, it might not even have said the
yeah.
same thing.
I think the only other one that I really like that's kind of like this, and it's definitely not females, is Le Pacte Loup, which is the Brotherhood of the Wolf, which is about a small French town that is being, like, massively murdered by a werewolf, and then when you find out it's whatever, you watch it. I'm not gonna spoil it for you. But I think this would be such a great movie that they would ruin.
I would love to watch the bad version of this.
I'd love to. And then write a script that's better.
Continue. So what ultimately led to him being caught was that he eventually relented to this woman whose name we unfortunately don't know.
Let's call her Georgina.
I was like, what's a German name?
Hilda?
Is that a German name? We'll call her Hilda.
Hilda.
So Hilda eventually Christman relented to her pleadings to let her go outside and, like, maybe meet a person or, like, go somewhere. So he let her go to Bergkessel, which I believe is a, like, church holy area. So she got there. And she saw all these children running in the streets and had a breakdown and started, like, praying and wailing. She began to wail openly. And then these people were, like, worried about her, so they brought her to the mayor, who she told everything to.
It's like, so weird because, like, Stockholm Syndrome usually would probably have kicked in, but I think because he murdered her children over and over and over again in
yeah.
front of her, that, like, that prevented that Stockholm Syndrome from, like,
absolutely.
Kicking in.
Yeah, there was
yeah.
no way, and also because he would, like, literally explicitly go out, like, to murder people.
Yeah.
Mm. Ugh. So, they believed her, which is, like, my favorite part of the story, is that she was, like, crying in the streets, and instead of being, like, insane witch, let's burn her, they were like, what the fuck's she yelling about?
That
let's
is true.
Listen.
Like, it could have gone that way. That's
it
crazy.
It really could have. But they listened to her, and they believed her, and they gave her a sack of peas to mark the way back to the cave so that they could catch Christman off guard.
The only time I've ever liked peas.
I love peas. Don't put them in guacamole like they said, like, I'm sorry. Was that like 10 years ago?
What?
Oh my God, did you miss this?
Are they psychotic?
I want to say it was like a New York Times food thing where someone wrote a recipe and was like, you know what can really add some like sweetness and punch to your guacamole?
Was it a white person?
Yes. And I was like, no, don't put peas in my guacamole.
Don't put peas in anything.
I just want peas. I pretty much just like peas when I can shove them into mashed potatoes and then eat like a lot
of me in the UK. I don't want the mushy peas or any pea on my plate.
I love a mushy pea.
Also, anybody that's sitting around me can't have them. What's that? Get them out of here. But peas saved her life.
Peas saved the day.
Okay.
Yeah. So, on May 27th, 1581, 30 armed men set out to capture him, which is also depicted in this woodcut that we'll post a photo of. He was asleep when they came because... So, what happened was... She put the peas out and then went back to him under the guise that they had agreed upon, because he was like, yeah, I'll let you out, but you have to come back or, you know, I'll, like, find you and kill you.
Right.
So she came back, and she lulled him into a relaxing state. She fell asleep, probably. This says that she deloused his hair, again, shown in that woodcut.
She blew him.
And then the armed men barged in, and it said that Crispin cried out, "Oh, you faithless betrayer and whore! Had I known this, I would have strangled you long ago."
I don't think he knows what a whore is.
That sounds a lot like that time Alec Baldwin yelled at his daughter.
That is an A to Z that I did not see coming. I respect your A to Z.
Thank you.
Did not see it coming at all.
She did. Just kidding.
Because she probably blew. Blown to sleep.
So, within this complex, this cave, which, like most caves, it's not just, like, one little tiny, right, it, like, goes deep, and there's a whole bunch of nooks and crannies. So they found a shit ton of stuff from the people that he had murdered and robbed. There was wine, dried, like, / salted meat, suits of armor, firearms, weapons, like trade goods, like spices and teas and things like that, coins. The value is estimated to exceed 70,000 golden, which is the currency from the Holy Roman Empire. So it's probably like actual gold coins.
I mean, I don't even know how much that would
be. I have no idea. I would guess millions, probably millions of dollars in today's money.
Way more than I have.
Like a shitload of money.
Have one gold coin.
One of the authors from 1581 notes that he might have made, one might have made a fair out of all of the, they call it booty, all the booty they found in Christman's cave. It could have been like a carnival attraction.
They found booty.
They found booty. I get a lot of booty. So, in this cave, they also found his diary, where he kept detailed records of the 964 people he murdered, which, wild to me.
Listen, like, wild. There's no better evidence.
So much telling on yourself.
Yeah. Like, well, he was proud, right? It sounds like he was proud.
He was very excited. I gotta get to, I don't know what he was gonna do when he got to 1,000, but...
Definitely a celebration. Definitely drank some of that wine.
Once they found the journal, there really was no going back. He kind of had to confess because he wrote it all. He wrote it all down.
He was like, but this was just fiction.
Oh, no. So he did admit that he would have been satisfied once he got to 1,000. So I guess if they had let him murder,
I don't believe that, like, for a second.
Like 56 more people then, or 46 more people, he would have.
Do you believe that at all?
Oh, no, not at all.
I think that man would have stopped when he died. That's it. And even after that, he'd probably try.
At the time of the pamphlet's writing that most of this information comes from, it wasn't known what was going to happen to the woman he had enslaved, but her and all of the booty were kept in safe lodgings.
What was going to happen? What's going to happen? Leave her alone! What do you mean?
Well, I think they more like... They probably like, what do we do with a, like, unmarried woman who's clearly already had sex? It's the 1590s.
Obviously murder.
Maybe.
Yeah, so there's these handful of pamphlets written by Germans at the time that detail all of this. He was found guilty in June and, condemned to death by the breaking wheel, which is kind of what you think it is. It's a torture device used for public executions. It looks like a wheel, and then you're, like, strapped over. Yeah, you have to, like...
Are you strapped, like, this way, or, like,
you're on... So it's, wheel? like, picture, like, a big wagon wheel with, like, all the spokes, and you're, like, on top of it, and then they, like, contort your arms and legs so that you just, like, kind of fit on this wheel, and then they put it on a post. There's a very... graphic drawing, honestly, of it.
And you just, like, hung there forever?
Yeah, and then you just hang out outside to be, like, publicly shamed, because that's part of it. The way that, like, that's why they crucified Jesus, because it was, like, a public shaming type of thing.
Yeah, like the impalements.
Yeah, exactly. So they would be executed. Sometimes it was referred to, it would refer to it as broken on the wheel, which is what they called it for Christmas. Yeah, they would tie the wheel to a large spike, and they would frequently break your legs and arms to, like, contort you onto this wheel.
I mean, I don't really feel sorry for him, but...
I know, but that's...
I also don't, like...
bleak.
Like, torture or capital punishment.
Also because he was up there... 9 days Jeez. Before he finally died.
For 900 people.
For 964 people. He was kept alive with a strong drink every day so that his heart would be strengthened. I don't know why they would do that, but...
And they want him to torture.
Yeah.
I mean, be tortured or be... What? You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Words. But then it's weird. This is pretty much just... shown up in those old-timey pamphlets, and it hasn't really been brought into, like, pop culture too much the way that other murderers and serial killers have.
Look for a script from us real soon! Here's your chance to get on the ground floor!
Plus, there are historians who are unsure if all of it is true, and, like, how much
or
is
even
true.
If he existed.
Yeah, because it was also a time in the world of sensationalism and all that, like, blood and drama.
I feel like it's the same with, like, Bathory or Sean. I mean, like, so many people who are like, did they exist? If they existed, was there anything like this? What, especially with Bathory, they're like, is it political? Like, are they just
a larger. Conspiracy.
Same thing with Shawnee Bean. They think that he was a mythological, made up person because they were the British were trying to put down the Scottish. So maybe there's some kind of political.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? It's very weird. But yeah, he spent most of his life in a cave and murdered 964 people, and then died horribly. That is one of the worst things I've ever read, honestly.
If you know if this is true or any of this...
if you have any connection...
Please
tell us.
Please
know.
Contact us. And also, if you have any of those books, I will totally read them. Send them to me.
I know. I was kind of curious. Also, because they're
from
the
15... I'll read them in French, but I will struggle in German really, really bad.
Because they're from the 1500s, they look really cool, but also it's, like, not modern. language. So
I love it. I want it. I have a new goal. Oh my god.
That's Christman Gunper.
Let's just call him Kristen.
Gunper Tienga.
Christman. Christman G.
Oh my god.
The worst. He's the worst.
Yeah. Knife down for kidnapping a woman and making her a sex slave. Definitely knife down. Knife down for 900 plus murders.
Yeah, definitely.
But knife up for this German town for listening to this lady who just was like wailing in public.
Believe women! They Thank you, Germany. You did something right.
Like, the last time I was distraught in public, I had a man tell me that it was all my fault. And I was like, I might punch you, but cool, thanks.
This is about to be your fault.
This is about to be a mess. This is 9 a.m., sir. Don't fight with me.
Yes, believe people and have empathy for people that are crying in public. That just seems like a knife up situation.
Yeah, exactly. And then for the cereal, it's just, that's a knife on the table all around.
Yeah.
Which is a very weird, not desirable cereal.
I guess I'm a knife on the table because I'm still not sure what happened in my mouth. So.
I don't know how to feel about this, but it smells so aggressively like cinnamon.
Yeah.
I can't stop smelling it. It really does smell like a Cinnabon candle.
Yeah. Like, you know how, like, they have those air fresheners that, like,
they, like,
spray?
You know how, like, people have potpourri, is that what it's called? Where it's just, like, a bowl of dried things? I feel like I just want to put, like, a bowl of this in my house.
Actually,
and, like,
like, if there wasn't going to be ants?
Aerate or whatever, I know. If I wasn't going to attract every bug in fucking Southern California.
Yeah, it's a great potpourri.
It smells so good, guys. I can't stop smelling it.
Actually, it's one of those addicting ones, too. I kept eating it. Even though I wasn't sure if
It's, it is one of those flavors, I think, where it really, you're just like, do I like this? Do I not like this? How did I eat the whole bag of this?
That's like how I am with, like, Cheez-Its and, like, Goldfish.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I even like
this? Do I even like this flavor?
What is happening?
That's me and Funyuns. I don't think I like Funyuns, but I just keep eating them.
Yeah, I've been in a Funyuns situation, which is really weird because I hate onions. So it's like, I'm like,
yeah, but Funyuns don't taste like onions.
Yeah, I know. Thank God.
They taste like spicy. Like, I don't.
They taste like
Funyuns. Crunchy. They have Funyun flavored Lay's now.
What is this world?
Why?
What are we living in?
Maybe one day, maybe when we run out of cereal, which will literally never happen, we'll switch over and do snack food.
Hey, maybe that's what we'll do for, like, April. We'll just, like, do, we'll flip it all over and we'll do snack 420.
Or we could do, like, a March Munchie Madness.
Yes! I love this.
Just a bracket of snack foods and murder.
Yes, 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 yes.
All right. Well, that was Christman, his many murders.
Christman G.
Christman G. You can find our podcast on all social medias at Pod Serial Killer. You can find me at Pod Serial Killer on Instagram. That's where I hang out. And then Anastasia, where can they find you?
You can find me at Anastasia Wash on Instagram and Linktree/Anastasia Wash for all the things that are happening.
All the everything.
Everything. Because, I don't know what's happening with my life.
Yeah. And
figure it out for me. Look online.
Follow us there. We'll have all the updates for more episodes and any live shows. We're going to be at LA Comic Con in December. We'll have more information online once we get it.
Truth.
And guys, stay safe.
And don't be a dick.
It's coming! And it tastes so sweet.
You'll hop when you eat.
Come. Hold on to your tummy, we got something good.
Hey, did you know?
If I had my way, I'd start every day
with my hauntingly delicious cereal.
It's so good, I crinkle every time I eat it.